Matthew 5:14-16. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
We'd like to welcome you to the Dad and Lad podcast. I'm the dad, Lawson, and Jonathan, my son, is the lad. He's a dad, too, of two wonderful children. This is the 12th episode, and it's part two of Families on Mission. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about practical ways we as families can be on mission.
Yeah, so giddy up, here we go. We're going to do 10 tips, 10 ideas to get you thinking, and we're just going to do it just like that. Make a suggestion, comment on it, and leave the practical outworkings of that to you and your family. Tip number one, to be a family on mission, you need to have a conversation at home.
Yeah, you need to talk about it.
You need to talk about it.
You need to say, what does it mean to be a family on mission? Yeah. And invite interaction from even the youngest members of your family.
Mm-hmm. And just as a recap, we recognize that a family is a household. And so have a whole discussion within your household of how can you be missional? And what does it look like? What perspective? What are the opportunities? What are some of the challenges? Just have a conversation to start.
Right. And we also recognize that you may be a household of one. And that conversation may be just you and Jesus, and that's great, but have the conversation.
Yeah, you and Jesus are a family on a mission.
Yes.
So tip number two is, within that conversation, a fun, and we're kind of building on them, within that conversation, it could just be starting by creating a family motto. Creating a motto to say, all right, we have this same heart. We want to be missional. Now, as a household, what are we going to stand for? Now, can you give an example of maybe what mottos you've heard through your seminars and trainings on this, or maybe even within your own, in your own family?
There's lots of mottos. I think... they need to be short and memorable. Yeah. Certainly no more than 7 words,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, makes it easier.
They could be biblical. I've heard a lot of biblical ones where people... well, we mentioned in the last episode...
Joshua 24.
Joshua 24.
My household, we will serve the Lord.
So it could be, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah.
It could be as straightforward as that. But I've also heard people say, live, love, repeat.
Yeah. Live for God, love God, repeat. Yeah. The R one for my household, my wife and kids, ours is one day at a time, where we just remind each other often that we are to trust God daily. And yeah, and so it has a biblical connection, but we just say one day at a time.
Right.
It's a reminder. Let's not overthink. Let's not too get ahead of ourselves.
And you may want to make it really catchy. I'm thinking of James chapter 1 that really speaks about it. In fact, there's a threefold repetition of us doing it. In other words, mm-hmm. walking in the way of God according to his word. So maybe we take the Nike slogan and it's just do it.
Yeah. Now, some people might be hearing these ideas and start thinking in a different space, like creatively. Maybe you want to write this down. Maybe make it a painting. Get it visual, I guess. Not just always verbally, but maybe there's ways that you can take a family motto,
right,
make it visual in your home and in your household, and it's a great reminder. Even that as a start is a game changer.
Yeah, and put it up on your fridge.
Yeah. Now, you've had a conversation. We are creating a family motto.
Prayer. We've got to put prayer in right up front here.
I was saying tip number three, we got to pray together. And prayer needs to be a regular part of your family's DNA. Because in prayer, you are listening to God and you're hearing from him. And so that's coupled with being in God's word. I'm going to put prayer and being in God's word together.
Mm-hmm.
We could have put that as tip number one. We're building on this, and it is the foundation, prayer and being in God's word. and finding different ways of praying together in a fun way. Mm-hmm. Do you have some practical suggestions of how families can pray together in a way that might be creative?
Well, you say fun and then you threw me a little bit there, because the first thought that I had wasn't maybe classified as fun, but I do think that using God's word to direct our prayers, even if we took the passage of scripture that you've just read earlier from Matthew and said, okay, how do we pray that passage of scripture practically as a family? That would be a good start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jesus, we want to be a light in our community of Timbuktu. And and our neighbors, Bob, and
you know where Timbuktu is?
No idea. And we want, so you start praying specifics based off the guides of scriptures. Right.
Just as a matter of interest, Timbuktu, for those who are wondering, is in Africa. And I don't think there's anyone called Bob who lives in Timbuktu.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Moving on. What's another practical tip, Johnny?
Let's go. Tip number 4 is invite others to join you. You know, the second most popular word for family in the Bible next to household was community. And that's highly correlated with families. Meaning, just as no man is an island, no household should be an island. Connect other households, maybe within your own church family, or just other households that have a similar heart to you or a similar stage of life. Do things together. And so invite others to join you. Invite other families, invite other individuals, households. Invite others to join you in that mission.
I like how Rick Warren, who's now retired from ministry, always said, we're better together. Mm. And to get, like you say, families working together on this is wonderfully powerful. I remember how we would sometimes get a number of us from different families together to go caroling.
Yeah,
at Christmas. Like, it's such fun, and yet you're proclaiming the gospel through song. Just a tremendous way to do it.
And think of that, because oftentimes when we're thinking missional within our communities, it can be daunting or scary. Like, hey, I can't go caroling, or I can't make a meal for my neighbors. But you bring others in, it becomes community, it becomes fun. As soon as you invite others, and it becomes easier when you do it together. Whether that's even like prayer walks or doing things intentionally within your neighborhood of serving. Invite others to join you. Let's go to tip number 5.
Tip number 5, I think we need to understand our neighborhood. What does it look like? We might live in an apartment building. Who lives on the floor below me? Who lives on the floor above me? Who lives alongside me? We might live in a suburb. And, you know, what street do I live on? And who's on either side of the home that I live in, over the road, and so on? How Johnny, would you go about sort of getting a handle of that as a family? What might you do together?
I feel like we're creating a strategic game plan, which is pretty fun, because we're like, you're having a conversation, you're creating a family motto, you're praying and listening to God. And then it's like, now we're saying, let's now make the game plan. And I would say, draw it out. Draw out
a map of
your current neighborhood, and put the homes in, write the people's names that you know, put question marks to people that you don't know.
Right.
And start even thinking, put that visually, maybe it's even on your fridge or wall, where you can start looking at your neighborhood in your face all the time. And so you're even praying for those people. And then it also makes a game plan of, I don't know who that person is. I want to connect with them.
Right.
And so you already start thinking very practically. Is that 5 tips
there? That's 5. Let's pause and then we'll give another 5.
I love it. Okay, here we go. Families on mission. The Dad and Lad podcast is brought to you by the Ministry of Scripture Union Canada. The idea of family on mission has been looked at through work with the movement of the sports movement and the Global Children's Forum. And we've been creating lots of different resources, all free, to help you and your household consider what this would look like in your community. One of the things that you can do is go to childrenministrybasics.com and read the article of how to be a missional family. And there you'll see all these 10 tips laid out, what we're talking about today in this podcast. We appreciate your support, our ministry, and thank you for listening. Let's get back to the episode. All right, let's keep moving along here. We've had 5 kind of initial ideas of how to start considering what it means to be a missional family, let's get to tip number 6, and that is initiating conversations. What does that mean?
Well, one of the best people for that in my mind is you. You seem to talk to everyone, Johnny. And you do it very well. You go shopping and you find a way to start chatting to somebody there. You go into Tim Hortons, our local coffee shop, and you'll somehow strike up a conversation. So it's really looking for opportunities in the process of going about our daily life. It's not having to say, now how do I go and do that? It's where you are, anywhere and everywhere, simply saying, Lord, show me the opportunity.
That's right. And if you have kids and you have like children's programs, swimming classes or dance class, whatever it is, you also have natural opportunities where you're connecting with people within your community. Jesus modeled it perfectly. He was the one who, in his day-to-day life, from the woman at the well to as he taught, as he went around along the road, he was having conversations. And I think if I can give one strategy, is the 4S strategy of initiating conversations is S number one is simple conversations. Hey, hello, how are you? Mm-hmm. If people don't initiate a simple conversation, that's fine. You just move along. But if someone will say respond. Hi back or respond and also engage, then, as you're talking about simple things, maybe you can go to a serious conversation. Hey, what have you been going through that's been challenging you in your life recently? Mm-hmm. Or what's on your mind? What's something that you're anxious about? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will back out then, that's fine. But maybe if someone's willing to have a serious conversation, you can go to the third S, which is a spiritual conversation, which is, have you ever considered asking God to help you? Or have you considered how God cares about you in this?
Right.
If at that point they back out, that's fine. In any case, we're only being led by the Holy Spirit as households in initiating conversations. But it's simple, then try to move it to a serious conversation, try to make a spiritual one. And in the best case is scriptural, where you can actually leave that person that you've connected with a scriptural promise. Well, let me leave you with this truth from God's word.
Right.
The Bible says you do not need to be anxious about anything, but with everything, by prayer and petition, you can present your request to God with thanksgiving in your heart. And so that's where you can actually give people hope and truth from God's word. And so that's initiating conversations, simple, serious, spiritual, scriptural. And that's just as you're doing life, you might have opportunities. You have to be led by God in that.
Right. So suggestion is at number 7 we're up to?
Yep. Let's keep going.
So for me, suggestion number 7 would be extend hospitality. Mm-hmm. And this one is very much on my heart because I feel that we've maybe lost a little bit of this as God's people. We've made our homes a little bit of a fortress maybe. And yet the power of hospitality is phenomenal. I know of one family, for example, who simply said to their children, hey, invite your friends back for a meal with us. Just let us know before so we know that we need to be cooking extra stuff for them. So it doesn't have to be a big deal. We don't have to...
Natural.
Yeah, it's just be natural part of the flow of life.
And I think that's helpful because sometimes we think of hospitality as you have to have the nicest house, you need to make things all look clean. But actually, hospitality can be, come into our mess, but you're welcome. And this is an open door for you always to come in. And if that is something that even is intimidating to you, maybe that's a good place to start in being challenged and pushing your household in the right direction of being missional.
And one can start simply, maybe it's just inviting the neighbor over for a cup of tea or coffee. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a whole meal. Having said that, the more and nicer the food is, the more people will connect, right?
I think so. Yeah. So let's keep going. Tip number 8. We're on is generosity. We can be missional in the way we empower other mission efforts or even in the needs of our own community or abroad through our generosity. And so
So what does it look like? I think sometimes generosity looks like, I see my neighbor is struggling. They haven't had a chance to get around to raking up the 4 leaves.
Yeah.
I'm going to be generous with my time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to come over and help you rake up the fall leaves. And I'm going to pull my kids in to help as well.
That's good. Because generosity is not just our treasure, but it's also our time that we can give. And it's also the things that we can give. Sometimes you have stuff that you don't...
treasure, time, talents.
Oh, and talents.
Yes, if we stick with the T's.
And things. We go, no four T's. We can be generous with all those.
Right.
Very good. Okay, so generosity... and I guess within the time and your talents, that kind of leads, I guess, to tip number 9 is volunteer. There's usually within communities, there's already opportunities where you can volunteer and help in meaningful ways. It's all of this is helping us look beyond ourselves, which we said, what's the heart of God is that we don't just become insular, but we're lighthouses shining out. And so we need to look beyond ourselves and volunteering.
Absolutely.
Those are the 9 kind of foundational tips, which leads us to tip number 10, and that is creating space. What does that mean?
I think that brings us all the way back around to recognize that intrinsically in our flesh, we are selfish by nature.
Yeah.
And we want to be comfortable and we don't want to put ourselves out. So I think it brings us back around to saying we need to grapple with that, with those realities of being human. And say, okay, what do I do with that to make all of the rest of this work?
Yeah.
Would you add something to that?
No, I think that's it. And we also recognize that a missional family is a family that is loving others, but also loving each other. And sometimes families are just so busy so that practically you need to create space to spend time with each other as a family and doing things that you love together. And then that's what we said. You're doing things that you love together to show each other that you love each other. And you're just thinking missionally within those spaces.
Can I add a number 11? I know we said 10.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Over the top. But I'm thinking with all of this as well, we've got to have the attitude that I'm prepared to, let's call it, go the extra mile. That I'm going to put myself out. We're trying to share 10 suggestions here that say, listen, this isn't too difficult if you reorganize your priorities. But I think there's also something about being Christian which says, I will put myself out for the other. And what does that look like? And that may be
uncomfortable,
sacrificial, costly.
Yeah. Well, that's what we understand. And that's a good way to end, because who is our motivation? Who are we doing this for? It's for our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the one who modeled that mission in everything that he did was a life of humble sacrifice.
Right.
In giving up his life for us and being obedient to the Father's will. And so we follow after him in humble sacrifice as our households. And so thank you for listening to this 2-part series on Families on Mission. And we truly pray that you would be able to take the call seriously and truly be a lighthouse in your community as your household.
Well, maybe I should just have a word of prayer as we close. Lord, thank you so much for the privilege and the opportunity for us to be families on mission. And I do pray, Father, that for each one listening to this, that that this little chat that Johnny and I have had will spur us on to be families on mission. We look to you, fill us with your Spirit, give us strength, and show us the way ahead in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless. Catch you next time.